Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Say no weapon.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God. In the name of Jesus, I'm truly blessed and honored on today. Once again, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice. I said I will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. I'm truly blessed on today. Truly giving God a praise, honor, and glory for who he is and all of what he's done. You know, I want to truly give God thanks on today in the name of Jesus. As always, we want to first and foremost give God all the praise, honor, and glory that he has due to him. And then I want to honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw. Praise God. We thank God in the name of Jesus for as on tomorrow or as on yesterday, let me say, we have celebrated 8 years of marriage. Once again, that's 8 years of marriage, y'all. Praise God. And we thank God for continuing to be with us as the prayer has gone forth, that God continues to richly bless us, lead us and guide us, protecting us and healing us from any hurt, harm, or danger that we come nigh against. Praise God. And once again, we want to say thank God for all those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter. You look and listen to our archives. Hey, God bless you. God bless you as if you're there live right now with you. But through the anointing, we truly give God all the praise. I said all the praise, all the honor and glory right now for what he has done for us already. Amen. God bless you for taking that time to listen in to us. Amen. Amen. We want to say hello to all those out there in Indonesia. God bless you in the name of Jesus. And then we pray for those that are in South Korea in the name of Jesus. And we thank God for those that are in the European nations. We cannot name each and every one of them by name, but we recognize that we have them out there listening to us. Praise God. And we thank God for you as you're listening out there. Praise God. In Germany, God bless you. Those that are in Sweden, amen. And God bless those that praise God in France. Hallelujah. Praise God for those in the name of Jesus in Egypt. Let us continue to mention the ones out there in Malaysia in the name of Jesus. And then Japan. And God bless you. And then we have South Korea that we give God honor and praise for allowing them to hear our program. And then we listen to that of India. India, God bless you. And then we also want to mention those that are in Pakistan. Amen. We just want to give God praise and glory all around the world. In Canada, our listeners, praise God, our neighbors and our brothers and sisters as well in the Lord. And then we also want to mention those that are here close to home, those out there in California. Amen. We thank God for those listening by way in. And praise God, New York City, hallelujah. Those that are in Georgia, hallelujah. And God bless you in Texas, Illinois, Chicago is in the house. Amen. We truly want to give God truly all that praise, all that honor, and all that glory. Because, you know, if it had not been for the goodness of the Lord, where would I be? Where would you be? But praise God. We thank the Lord for his word. And as we come forth every Monday through Friday, reading the word of God at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. For as the Bible says, that faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And as we're reading out of the New King James Version, we pray that the anointing and the blessings continue to flow through the word of God. Hallelujah. God bless you. We truly thank God for you. And if you desire at any point in time to sow a seed into a blessing with David and Diane Ministry and Friends, feel free. That's ShawDavid1968@yahoo.com. That's ShawDavid1968@yahoo.com. And I assure you, truly assure you that the proceeds go towards that of paying for the program. And we also are there for able to help those in need. Well, Lord, we thank you as we go forward on today to continue forth reading your word. We pray that, Lord, you bless them, hear them, and those that receive in Jesus' name. Lord God, we be so careful to give you all that praise, all that honor and glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And once again, we're coming forth out of the book of Genesis, praise God, from the New King James Version. And this is now currently at chapter 32. Let us read. So Jacob went on his way, and the angel of God met him. When Jacob saw them, he said, "This is God's camp." And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. And Jacob sent messenger before him to Esau, his brother, in the land of Seir, the country of Edom. And he commanded them, saying, "Speak thus to my lord Esau. Thus your servant Jacob says, I have dealt with Laban and stayed there until now. I now have oxen, donkeys, flocks, and male and female servants, and I have sent in to tell my lord that I may find favor in your sight." Then the messenger returned to Jacob, saying, "We come to your brother Esau, and he also is coming to meet you, and 400 men are with him." So Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people that were with him, and the flocks, and the earth, and camels into 2 companies. And he said, "If Esau comes to the 1 company and attacks it, then the other company which is left will escape." Then Jacob said, "O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord who said to me, return to your country and your family, and I will deal well with you. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercy and of all the truth which you have shown your servant, for I crossed over this Jordan with my staff, and now I have become 2 companies. Deliver me, I pray, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him. He come and attack me and the mother with the children. For you see, I will surely keep you well and make your descendants as the seed of the sea, which cannot be numbered for a multitude." So he locked there that same night and took what came to his hand as a present for Esau his brother: 200 female goats and 20 male goats, 200 ewes and 20 rams, 20, 30 milk camels, and their colts, 40 cows and 10 bulls, 20 female donkeys, and 10 fowls. Then he delivered them to the hand of the servant, every drove by itself, and said to his servant, "Pass over before me, and put some distance between successive jewels." And he commanded the first one, saying, "When Esau, my brother, meets you and asks you, saying, 'To whom do you belong? And where are you going? Who are those in front of you whom you shall see? They are your servant Jacob. It is a present to my lord Esau. And behold, he also is behind us. So he commanded the second and the third and all who had followed the Jews, saying, in this manner you shall speak to Esau when you find him, and also say, behold, your servant Jacob is behind us. For he said, I will appease him with the present that goes before me, and afterwards he will see your face. Perhaps he will accept me. So the present went on over before him what he himself lost that night in the camp. And he arose that night and took his two wives and his two female servants and his 11 sons and crossed over the ford Jabin. He took them, shipped them over, then took and shipped over what he had when Jacob was left alone. A man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. Now, when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaks. But he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. So he said to him, what is your name? He said, Jacob. And he said, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed. Then Jacob asked him, tell me your name, I pray. Why is it that you ask about my name? And he blessed him there. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel. For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. Just as he crossed over Peniel, the sun rose on him, and he leapt on his hip. Therefore, it to this day, the children of Israel do not eat the muscle, that strength, which is on the hip socket, because he touched the socket of Jacob's hip in the muscle, that strength. Genesis chapter 33. Now Jacob lifted his eyes and looked, and there Esau was climbing. He's coming, and with him were 400 men. So he divided the children among Leah, Rachel, and the two maidservants. And he put the maidservant and their children in front, Leah and her children behind, and Rachel and Joseph last. Then he crossed over with all them and brought himself to them seven times until he came near to his brother, but Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept. And he lifted his eyes and saw the women and children and said, "Who are they that with you?" So he said, "The children whom God has graciously given your servants." Then the maid servants came near, they and their children, and bowed down. And Leah also came near with her children, and they bowed down. Afterward, Joseph and Rachel came near, and they bowed down. Then Esau said, "What do you mean by all this company which I meet?" And he said, "These are the to find favor in the sight of my Lord." But Esau said, "I have enough. My brother, keep what you have for yourself." And Jacob said, "No, please, if I have now found favor in your sight, then receive my present from my hand, in a match, as I have seen your face, as though I have seen the face of God, and you were pleased with me. Please, take my blessing that is brought to you, because God has dealt graciously with me, and because I have enough." So he urged him, and he took it. Then Esau said, "Let us take our journey. Let us go, and I will go before you." But Jacob said to him, "My Lord knows that the children are weak, and the flocks and the herds which are nursing are with me. And if the men should drive them hard one day, all the flock will die. Please let my Lord go on ahead before his servants, and I will lead on slowly at a pace which the livestock that go before me. And the children are able to endure until I come to my Lord in Seir." And Esau said, "Now let me leave with you some of the people who are with me." But he said, "What need is there? Let me find favor in the sight of my Lord." So Esau returned that day on his way to Seir. And Jacob journeyed to Succoth and built himself a house and made booths for his livestock. Therefore, the name of the place is called Succoth. Then Jacob came safely to the city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan. When he came from Paddan, and he pitched his tent before the city, and he broke the parcel of land, for he had pitched his tent from the children of Hamon, Shechem's father, for 100 pieces of money. And he erected an altar and called it El, Eli, Israel, Elio, Israel. Genesis chapter 34. Now, Dinah, the daughter of Leah, whom she had brought to Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and violated her. His soul was strongly attracted to Dinah, the daughter of Jacob, and he loved the young woman and spoke kindly to the young woman. So Shechem spoke to his father, "Get me this young woman as a wife." And Jacob heard that he had defiled Dinah, his daughter. Now his sons were with his livestock in the field. So Jacob held his peace until they came. Then Hamor, the father of Shechem, went out to Jacob and spoke with him. And the sons of Jacob came in from the field when they heard it. And the men were grieved and very angry because he had done a disgraceful thing in Israel by laying with Jacob's daughter, a thing which should not be done. But Hamor spoke with them, saying, "The soul of my son Shechem longs for your daughter. Please give her to him as a wife and make marriage with us. Give your daughter to us and take our daughters to your spirit. So you shall dwell with us and the land shall be before you. Well, and trade in it and acquire possession for yourself in it." Then Shechem said to her father and her brothers, "Let me find favor in your eyes, and whatever you say to me, I will do. Ask me ever so much dowry and gift, and I will give according to what you say to me, but give me the young woman as a wife." But the sons of Jacob answered Shechem and Hamor, his father, and spoke deceitfully because he had defiled Dinah, their sister. And they said, "We cannot do this thing, to give our sister to one who is uncircumcised, for that would be a reproach to you and to us. But on this condition, we will consent to you. If you will become as we are, every male of you is circumcised, then we will give our daughters to you, and we will take your daughters to us, and we will dwell with you, and you will become one people. But if you will not heed us and be circumcised, then we will not take our daughters and be gone." And there were priest Hamor and Shechem, Hamor's sons. So the young men did not delay to do the thing because he delighted in Jacob's daughter. He was more honorable than all the household of his father. And Hamor and Shechem, his son, came to the gate of their city and spoke with the man of their city, saying, "These men are
at peace with us. Therefore, let them dwell in their land and trade in it. For indeed the land is large enough for them. Let us take their daughters to give as wives, and let us give them our daughters. Only on this condition will the men consent to dwell with us, to be one people. If every male among us is circumcised, as they are circumcised, will not their livestock, their property, and every animal there, only let us consent to them, and they will dwell with us. And all who went out of the gate of the city heeded Hamah and Shechem, his son. Every male was circumcised, all who went out of the gate of his city. Now it came to pass on the third day, when they were in pain, that two of the sons of Jacob, Simeon and Levi, Dinah's brothers, fell upon the city and killed all the males. And they killed Hamah and Shechem, his son, with the edge of the sword, and took Dinah for Shechem's house and went out. The sons of Jacob came upon the slain and plundered the city, because their sister had been defiled. They took their sheep, their oxen, and their donkeys that was in the city, and went and what was in the field, and all their wealth, all their little ones and their wives. They took captives, and they plundered even all that was in the house. When Jacob said to Simeon and Levi, "You have troubled me by making me obnoxious among the inhabitants of the land, among the Canaanites and the Perizzites, and which I am few in number, they will gather themselves together against me and kill me. I shall be destroyed, my household, and I." But they said, "Should he treat our sister like a harlot?" Chapter Genesis 35. Then God said to Jacob, "Arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there, and make an altar there to God, who appeared to you when you filed and fled from the face of Esau from your brother." And Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him, "Put away the foreign gods that are among you. Purify yourself and change your garments. Then let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make an altar there to God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and was been with me in the way which I have gone." So they gave Jacob all the foreign gods which were in their hands, and the earrings which were in their ears, and Jacob hid them under the tambourine which was by Shechem. And they journeyed, and The terror of God was upon the city that were all around them. And they did not pursue the sons of Jacob. So Jacob came to Luz, that is Bethel, which is in the land of Canaan. He and all the people who were with him. He built an altar there and called the place El Bethel, because the God appeared to him when he fled from the face of his brother. Now Deborah died. She was buried below Bethel under the tamarisk tree. So the name of it was called Ellen Becker. Then God appeared to Jacob again when he came from Padan Aram and blessed him. And God said to him, your name is Jacob. Your name shall be called Penuel, but Israel shall be your name. So he called his name Israel. Also, God said to him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall proceed from you, and kings shall come from your body. The land which I have gave Abraham and Isaac, I give to you, and to your descendants after you, I give this land. Then God went up from him in the place where he, so Jacob, set up a pillar in the place where he talked with him, a pillar of stone, and he poured a drink offering on it, and he poured oil on it. And Jacob called the name of the place which God spoke with him, Bethel. Then he journeyed from Bethel, and when there was but a little distance to go to Ephrath, Rachel labored in his childbirth, and she had hard labor. Now it came to pass, when she was in hard labor, that the midwife said to her, do not fear, you have this son also. And so it was, as her soul was departed from she died, that she called his name Benoni, but his father called him Benjamin. So Rachel died and was buried on the way to Ephrath, that is Bethel. And Jacob set a pillar on her grave, which is a pillar of Rachel's grave to this day. Then Israel journeyed and pitched his tent beyond the tower of Eba. And it happened when Israel dwelt in the land that Reuben went and lay with Bilhah, his father's concubine. And Israel feared about it. Now, the sons of Jacob, what the sons of Leah, were Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, and Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun. The sons of Rachel were Joseph and Benjamin. The sons of Bilhah, Rachel's maidservants, were Dan and Naphtali. and the sons of Zippah. He has made seven. Well done, and Asher. These were the sons of Jacob who were born to him in Padan Aram. And Jacob came to his father Isaac at Mamre, and Perga, Arba, that is Hebron, where Abraham and Isaac are dwelt. Now the days of Isaac were 180 years. So Isaac breathed his last and died. And was gathered to his people, being old and full of days, and were sons Esau and Jacob buried. Genesis chapter 36. Now it is the genealogy of Esau, who is Edom. Esau took his wife from the daughters of Canaan. Ada, the daughters of Canaan, the daughter of Elam, the Hittite, Aholabama, the daughter of Ena, the daughter of Zibion, the Hivite, and Basmat, Ishmael's daughter, sister of Neboja. Now, Ibba bore Elipaz to Esau, and Basmat bore Ruel, and Ahaboha bore Jeos and Jalem and Kera. These were the sons of Esau who were born to him in the land of Canaan. Then Esau took his wife, his sons and his daughter, and all the persons of his household, his cattle, and all his animals, and all his goods, which he had gained in the land of Canaan, and with to the country away from the presence of his brother. For their positions were too great for them to dwell together, and the land where they were strangers could not support them because of their livestock. So Esau dwelt in Mount Seir. Esau is Edom. And this is the genealogy of Esau, the father of the Edomites, in Mount Seir. These were the names of Esau's sons: Eliphaz, the son of Ada, the wife of Esau, and Ruel, the son and these were the names of Esau's sons. Eliphaz, the son of Ada, the wife of Esau, and Ruel, the son of Basemah, the wife of Esau. And the sons of Eliphaz were Haman, Omar, Zippo, Gittam, and Kenaz. Now, Timnah was the concubine of Eliphaz, Esau's son, and she bore Amalek to Eliphaz. There were the sons of Ada, Esau's wife. These were the sons of Ruel: Naboth, Zorah, Shammah, and Mizah. These were the sons of Basemah, Esau's wife. These were the sons of Aholabamah, Esau's wife, the daughter of Ana, the daughter of Zibion, and she bore to Esau Joash, Jalem, and Korah. These were the chiefs of the sons of Esau, the sons of Eliphaz, and the firstborn son of Esau were Chief Teman, Chief Omar, Chief Zepho, Chief Kenaz, Chief Korah, Chief Getam, and Chief Amalek. These were the chiefs of Eliphaz in the land of Edom. They were the sons of Adah. These were the sons of Reuel, Esau's son. Chief Nahath, Chief Zerah, Chief Shema, and Chief Mizah. These were the chiefs of the Reuel in the land of Edom. These were the sons of Basmah. And these were the sons of Aholabama, Esau's wife. Chief Joshua, the chief who descended from Aholabama, Esau's wife, the daughter of Anna. These were the sons of Esau, who is Edom. And there were the chief. These were the sons of Tia, the Hittites, who inhabited the land, Laten, Shebaal, Zibeon, Anna, Dishon, Azar, and Bashan. These were the chiefs of the Hittites, the sons of Tia, in the land of Edom. And the sons of Laten were Hori and Haman. Laten's sister was Timnah. These were the sons of Shubal, Aelvin, Nema, Abel, Shephel, and Onam. These were the sons of Zibeon, both Ayoa and Enna. Enna were found the water in the wilderness as he pastured the donkey of his father Zibeon. These were the children of Anna, Dishon, and Aholabama, the daughter of Anna. These were the sons of Dishon, Amondan, Eshban, Ishran, and Teron. These were the sons of Ezar, Bilhah, Zuvan, and Achan. These were the sons of Dishan, and Aaron. These were the chiefs of the Hittites, Chief Lotan, Chief Shobal, Chief Zibeon, Chief Anna, Chief Dishon, Chief Azar, and Chief Dishon. These were the chiefs of the Hittites, according to the chiefs in the land of Tia. Now, these were the kings who reigned in the land of Edom before any king reigned over the children of Israel. Bela, the son of Baal, reigned in the Edom, and the name of the city was Dinhaba. And when Bela died, Jacob, the son of Zerah of Bozorah, reigned in his place. When Jacob died, Husham of the land of Timnath reigned in his place. And when Husham died, Hadad, the son of Bedad, who attacked Midian in the field of Moab, reigned in his place, and the name of his city was Avith. When Hadad died, Shimlah, who Masrekah, reigned in his place. And when Shemaiah died, Saul, of Rehoboth by the river reigned in his place. When Saul died, Baal-Hanan, the son of Achbor, reigned in his place. And when Baal-Hanan, the son of Achbor, died, Heber reigned in his place. And the name of the city was Pew. His wife's name was Mehetabel, the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mezabed. And these were the names of the chiefs of Esau, placed according to their families and their places by their names. Chief Timah, Chief Elba, Chief Jethead, Chief Ahelabea, Chief Ella, Chief Pinon, Chief Kenaz, Chief Pinam, Chief Midgar, Chief Midgar, and Chief Iron. These were the chiefs of Edom, according to their dwelling places in the land of their possession. Esau was the father of the Edomites. Amen. Well, praise God. That's going to conclude the reading of Genesis chapter 36. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the hearing of your word. Pray for the increase of our faith in hearing that word according to your word. You said hearing your faith will increase in us. Thank you, Lord. We give you that praise. We give you that glory and honor that you deserve. But we continue to make it because we're able to. Thank you for that weapon, Lord. In Jesus' name, be blessed.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Say no weapon.
know it.